This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
All right, some good news. In the first half of 2021, wages and salaries rose at their fastest pace in more than 20 years. You can thank partly the tight labor market for this. Employers are scrambling to find people. But not only are wages rising, they are becoming, in many cases, more visible to everyone. There's a growing movement to require companies to be more transparent about what they pay to whom. Harriet Jones reports from Connecticut, which is one of the latest states to pass a law aimed at making what we earn a little more public.
Michael Kerrigan is director of human resources for Interactive Brokers, a financial services firm in Greenwich, Connecticut.
The hiring market is pretty crazy.
He's been involved in more than 750 new hires this year.
The salary negotiation seems to be coming much sooner. If you don't make a decision on someone relatively quickly, they'll be gone.
And the task of negotiating salary just changed significantly. Seven states so far have passed a new kind of law aimed at pay equity, including Connecticut just this year. Employers must tell job candidates up front, if they ask, the range of pay for the position. That's to even the playing field, especially for women and people of color. But Kerrigan says it's left him scrambling to keep up.
If someone comes in, we really want them. We'll give them the pay that they want. And now we just change our range again. Now we have to go back out to that job and just say the range is different.
His firm is now reviewing its entire compensation structure every month, offering raises to existing staff so they stay in step with new hires. David Lewis is seeing the same thing at many companies already stretched to the limit by the pandemic.
This is the biggest revolution I've lived through in my lifetime and probably will.
Lewis's firm, Operations Inc., handles HR services for more than 1,000 different companies.
Most companies can safely say that employee A doesn't know what employee B is making. These laws change that.
A change that aims to give job seekers an advantage. Biota McDonald lives in Connecticut, but she just got a remote job in Chicago, so she didn't benefit from the new law. She says knowing the hiring company's pay range would have reassured her she wasn't underselling herself.
For me as a woman of color, it was difficult to bring myself to negotiate, but then being able to get the range up front, I can see something like that making a huge difference.
The competitive market did give her a boost. Her salary and signing bonus offer put her at 70% more than the job she left. But of course, she doesn't know how that compares with her new colleagues. In Hartford, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.